Well, last week, a couple of internationally known hip-hop dancers performed in Edmonds, Lil Buck and John Boogs. You might know Lil Buck from that viral video of him dancing to the music of cellist Yo-Yo Ma. The piece that Buck and Boogs premiered in Edmonds is called Love Heals All Wounds. It's a dance and spoken word performance about what's going on in the world, police brutality, environmental issues. These dancers have made a half dozen short films together that tackle current events through their art. John Boogs told us that a lot of dancers can move. He and Buck want to do something bigger than themselves. They want to take on social issues as great pop artists do.
I mean, if you look at any of the greats, like Michael Jackson, he had like Man in the Mirror, he had They Don't Care About Us, James Brown, he had Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud, Nina Simone, Marvin Gaye with What's Going On. I mean, there's you know, just so many artists who are revolutionary and help change music or change art. They always use their platform to reflect on what was going on in society or going on in the world at the time. So I just feel like if we have a platform to inspire or a platform to say something, we might as well touch on some things and hopefully do our part in hopefully creating some positive energy in the world.
And the films we have that you've seen so far are films that really hit home for us as well. We didn't just do them because we felt like it was necessary because this is going on. We did it because I got friends. My friend John My friend John Chicago was shot by police when we did the Color of Reality. And we both been through situations where we had stuff happen, and we, you know, to be able to collaborate with, to put our minds together and put that out on film to where, like, we can actually push our personal, you know, just let people know how we personally feel and let our vulnerable side out. People can really connect to it because a lot of people really feel, you never know how people feel on the outside. You know, we all have this shell that we wear. And then, you know, you never know what's going on in the inside. But when we do these performances and this emotion comes out, then, you know, we're all in one frequency, so.
That last voice belongs to Lil Buck, and we're tweeting out a link to that video, The Color of Reality. It deals with police brutality toward young black men. Lil Buck says he and Boogs want to perform for all kinds of audiences, but he's most focused on how his art affects kids. He used to be one.
All I did was watch TV and dance and want to wear these shoes that these rappers and whoever were wearing. So I said, if I get in this space, infiltrate this space, and get to, like, really connect with kids through these mediums that they see all the time, that's why I wanted to do commercials. That's why I wanted to do all these things. I get to actually have this reach to the youth back. They get to see me on TV, that person that lived in the same neighborhood they did 5 years ago, and be like, dang, he wearing those shoes that this rapper was wearing. He's only dancing and this and that. And they start paying attention then. And then once they start paying attention, they start really seeing the messages that we have in our movements and what we do. So it's like a little trickle. It's like a little domino effect, and it's like a little reel in. You know, I'm reeling them in through what they love and what we loved growing up as far as, like, fashion. And
that's such a great way to look at it, because different, you know, in these inner cities, a lot of kids are, I mean, let's be honest, they're only stimulated in a couple ways. They love athletics, or they want to be a rapper or musician or some entertainer, or they might want to be gangsters. You know what I mean? You know, let's be honest. Like, sometimes in these rough neighborhoods, there's not many options. So if we can be an outlet and use things that stimulate them to kind of draw them over to us, because, and then they see, oh, they do it this way, and they're using dance to talk about this, and they're not just,
I don't always have to dance to gangster rap music. Yeah, I can dance to this,
I can do that with
all comfortability, though, because I remember back when I was learning ballet, I was the only man who was in there, like, okay, I mean, the only straight guy from the streets, you know, that I was like, I don't mind taking ballet. I mean, I ain't wearing no tights, but I'll do it. And that was my thing. Like, and they let me, you know, take ballet in sweats until eventually I felt comfortable wearing tights. When I go back home now to see how many young kids from my neighborhoods, like, actually getting into what they always wanted to do. It's a lot of people who always wanted to be free like that, or wanted to step outside of a comfort zone, or even feel comfortable being in their comfort zone around people. You know, a lot of people didn't do that because they felt that they were going to be talked about or just pressured into, you know, feeling people making them feel bad about being themselves. So, like, I chose to do that, and I chose to be like, hey, man, look, you guys saw the path that I took. You can create your own path. You don't have to take the exact path, but it doesn't necessarily have to be this either. What's going on and what's happening in the streets. You can create your own path like I did. If you don't want to do ballet, fine. But you don't have to do that, you know, to feel like you're someone.
Dancers Lil Buck and John Boogs, they were just at the Edmonds Center for the Arts last week, premiering a new live performance called Love Heals All Wounds. They talked with KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman, and you can see some of their videos at our website. Just go to KUOW.org.